Welcome to the Ask and Answer podcast, where all your questions as an audio creative will be answered by expert and industry leaders. Are you ready? Now let's dive right into the episode. Our first question for this episode says, how can I, as a podcaster, use SEO to my advantage, especially in gaining more listeners?
Search engine optimization for podcasts is all about making sure your content can be found online. Think of it like setting up signposts on the internet that guide listeners to your show. First, your episode titles and descriptions should be optimized with relevant keywords, terms your audience is searching for. Instead of a vague title like Great Conversation with a Marketing Expert, why not use a title like How to Build a Winning Marketing Strategy in 2024, Insights from Chukwuka Bangoshi, for instance, assuming that's your name. Be specific and strategic with your titles. And then transcriptions. Having a full or partial transcript of your episode makes your content searchable. Search engines cannot listen to podcasts, but they can read text. If your website hosts your podcast, embedding a transcript helps boost rankings. Also, leverage show notes. These should include a summary, key takeaways, timestamps, and links to resources. Again, work in natural keywords. Don't stuff them, but make sure they appear organically. And lastly, backlinks matter. Get your podcast featured on blogs, guest posts on related websites, and encourage your guests to link back to the episode. The more external sites pointing to your podcast, the higher your authority in search rankings. So think like a listener. What would they type into Google if they were looking for a podcast like yours? Use that insight to optimize your content.
Thank you very much, Tony, for this insightful answer. Our second question for this episode says, what are the essential SEO skills I need to master as a podcaster?
If you want to take search engine optimization seriously as a podcaster, here are the must-know skills. 1. Keyword research. Learn how to find relevant keywords for your niche. Use free tools like Google Keyword Planner, Uber Suggest, or Answer the Public to discover terms your target audience is searching for. 2. Metadata optimization. This includes your podcast title, episode titles, descriptions, and tags. Keep them clear, keyword rich, and compelling. 3. Content restructuring. Your podcast's show notes and blog posts should be well organized with headers, bullet points, and relevant links. Google loves well-structured content. 4. Link building. Master the art of getting other websites to link to your episodes. This could be through guest blogging, collaborations, or simply asking your guests to share their episode. 5. Social SEO. Platforms like YouTube, X, Facebook, LinkedIn, Threads, and so on, they act as search engines too. So optimize your posts by using hashtags, keywords, and engaging descriptions to attract more listeners. And 6. Analytics and adaptation. Track your search engine optimization efforts using tools like Google Search Console or Podchaser. See what works. Tweak your strategy. Refine your approach over time. Mastering these skills won't just boost your podcast's visibility, it will help you attract the right audience consistently. SEO is a long game, but if you play it well, you will see the results.
Thank you very much once again, Tony. That's all for today on the Ask and Answer podcast. Thank you to our special guest, Tony Doe, for answering these questions. To anyone listening, if you loved what you heard, then be sure to share and subscribe to our podcast. Do not forget to send in your questions using the link in the description below. Thank you for listening. Till we see you again in another episode, let's keep on creating. Bye.